about what were your thoughts in the group. So, okay, please start. Do you want to come up to the microphone or bring the mic? Okay. So good afternoon, everybody. I'm the representative of this group, this amazing group. We have a good discussions regarding the health aspects of the migrant workers. Me, Asti Shafira, as the representative of Indonesia. I'm from the Universitas Indonesia as an undergraduate student. There is Dia, Teresa, De Vangeta, Davio, Teresita, and Shelly. So here we are from most of them are from Philippines, but two of us are from Indonesia. So we have several recommendations or statements by our groups to be recommend to our a general one. So the first one, we calls upon the government to have a clear monitoring and evaluation recruitment, monitoring and evaluations for the recruitment agency. In the lights of there will be no illegal recruitment agency, so we can protect their rights, especially health for the migrant workers. So we can protect it before they going abroad. The second one is we recommend the government to develop two guidelines. The first one is regarding the health assessment for the migrant workers. So before they going abroad, we have a comprehensive health assessment. So we reduce the risk of getting illness in when they are abroad. And the second guideline is regarding the education toward the migrant workers, regarding the health literacy, they should do and do not do when they are abroad. For example, when they are sick, they should go to the health centers and other stuff. And also self-management when they are abroad. The third point is further recommends the government to establish a clear health insurance system, which has concerned in such as but not limited to. The first one is the portability. So the health insurance itself can be used in another countries, so we can really protect the we can really ensure that the health insurance itself can be applied in abroad. The second one is regarding beyond retirement, because one of our member is kind of concerned regarding aging and also the experts of aging. So if the worker is actually beyond retirement, we also can protect, because many of health insurance only limited to a particular age. So we want to have a beyond retirement. The second one is, the third point is regarding the shared responsibilities of the health insurance system with of the country of origin and the employer. So we have a clear responsibility. So the health insurance itself can be used well. The fourth issue is regarding the disease prevention, because we don't only want to cure the illness if they are already sick, but we want to prevent them before they're going sick. And the last issue is regarding rehabilitations. That is the fourth recommendations. The fourth recommendations, which is the last, is we want to propose the international government agency, especially the United Nations, to formulate an international convention on the right of migrant foreign workers. So there will be an agreement towards all member states, especially UN, like all member states in this world, to have a concern regarding migrant foreign workers. Yeah, that's all. Thank you very much.
All right. Good job. Who wants to go next? Great ideas. Who would like to share next? Please come up to the mics. Okay.
Hello. I am Heather Whipley from the University of Southern California, and I had a fabulous team of various members of the University of the Philippines, various campuses. And so we felt that there should be some preliminary principles perhaps stated in the call, for example, recognizing the rights of migrants, acknowledging the substantial existing evidence that already exists, and appreciating the complexity of the issue, including the information we heard today regarding win-win situations, migrant vulnerabilities, and community security concerns. Having that in place, we would call on our universities to help give voice and visibility to migrants and their family members, employ creative methods to tell the stories of our migrant communities, to penetrate public discourse and policymaking, generate data on migrant conditions in our respective countries and report this data to policymakers with a specific focus on gender. Bring attention to ongoing research at our universities and provide a clearinghouse of information. Encourage adherence to ethical principles, including WHO's code for recruitment of health professionals. And then one other last point that we had. Well, we had two more points, I guess. We had to continue to research climate adaptation and other solutions for environmental migrants. And then to encourage our universities to provide safe spaces or to have their campuses be safe spaces for migrants and provide resources to migrant employees and their families. So providing kind of a role model community based on our university principles. Thank you.
All right. Great. Next. Okay.
Hello, good afternoon to everyone. I'm Jerus from the Open University, UPOU. Let me introduce my groupmates, Ms. Ophelia, Ma'am Randy, Ms. Carmen, Mr. Michael, Ms. Griselda, Ms. Carmela, and Jenny. So these are what we have discussed. How do we reach the OFWs who fear their employers that they might get the blame? The OFWs refuse to seek help. We also have the gaps on the pre-employment medical exam. The others are faking the documents. So we should strengthen the trust in the government. And maybe the government can subsidize the pre-employment medical exam so that they would be honest on the result. And we also have gaps on the health services of the OFWs. The group also discussed that we should gather more data on the morbidity, out-of-pocket expenses, medical health. So we need to gather more data on that, and also the healthcare utilization and expenditures. There are also difficulties in the medical surveillance of those going out of the country and going back to the country. Encourage our OFWs to seek help. Encourage the collaboration of other agencies like ILO, IOM, OWA, POEA, and WHO. Review and evaluate the pre-departure orientation seminar it's implementing rules and regulation and how effective the PDOS can be and its adequacy. Also strengthen the coverage of the field health. That's all.
Great. Go ahead, and then we'll have.
Good afternoon. I'm Amabel Ganso from the UP Manila School of Health Sciences. There are seven of us in the group, and all of us are from the UP Manila. And this is our statement. Produce more evidence, data on health status of migrant workers. We find this necessary to be able to really help the health workers by evidence-based studies. Then call up crew members to lobby in the respective government for right of health of migrant workers, especially on mental health. Then include in pre-departure counseling information on illness prevention, like STD, mental health, and other aspects. Currently, there is a pre-departure counseling for migrants and for overseas Filipino workers, but we do not think that this includes counseling in relation to illness prevention. More of the counseling pertains to teaching the health worker to avoid getting encumbered with criminal aspects and other things. And then require host countries to monitor and maintain migrant workers' health status and well-being. We are recommending this because before the health worker leaves the country, there is a requirement for them to have a physical exam, and they are not allowed to leave unless they are physically fit. So we find it necessary that the host country should also monitor their health, help monitor their health, and ensure that they be taken care of. And finally, we, the participants of the workshop, commit to the inter-university collaboration to uphold the key advocacies of the APRU. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great. Okay.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm our group is composed of participants from the University of the Philippines, Manila, from Tamasat University, and from the Department of Health of the Philippines. We call on nations, origin, transit, and receiving nations to share in the provision of basic services, be it social, health, and other services, for refugees and all other migrants. We call on nations to create specific agencies that will provide these services and practice a system of good governance principles to help these migrant workers, to ensure the continuity and consistency of good policies or guidelines, regardless of existing political system in the specific country, and to conduct researches in migrant health to generate evidences as basis for creating policies and programs.
So our group is composed of members from the University of the Philippines, Manila, Diliman, Open University, and one member from the University of Asia and Pacific. So we've talked about some recommendations, and upon hearing from the previous speakers, we've found similar recommendations. So we call on the APRU Global Health member to review and share best practices on health promotion and preventative measures of migrant workers. We recommend to include the PEME, PhilHealth, and other related agencies in disease surveillance to promote treatment and monitoring of new identified cases, such as HIV, TB, and other related diseases. Improve healthcare assistance for migrant workers, which include mental health assessment in existing standard examination packages, and provide mental health related intervention prior to deployment. We already have an existing orientation seminar, but we call for improvement and inclusion of culture orientation of the destination countries and some workshops. Next is to conduct a study to determine factors affecting migrants and establish its associations to health status, with the end goal of establishing a framework to assist in modifying policies focused in interventions that will help improve health of migrant workers. Because we have talked about the limited literature regarding health of migrant workers. So I think it is best to conduct first a study so that we could develop a framework from which would be based for policy changes. And lastly, provide trainings to welfare officers who may have direct interaction with migrant workers who may come to them for consult or assistance, because of, as we've seen from Ma'am Ramirez's presentation, that there have been a lot of diseases that were detected from other countries. That's all. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Love it. Okay, next.
Hello, my name is Ksenia. I'm representing Thammasat University from Thailand, and our group, which was quite international. We had participants from the Philippines, from the US, from Australia, from Hong Kong, and Thailand, / Russia. So I must say three points that were a little bit different from what has been already brought by other groups. So the first thing is that we shall all say that health is the primary goal of migrants, of migration itself, not an afterthought in whatever we do. Then we had quite a discussion on how important it is to work towards strengthening the family connections of migrants, because it may contribute to their mental health, and that may maintain their health in general, as mental health is an essential part of health. And finally, as we have seen from today's presentations and discussions, is that it is very important to bring the human factor and the storytelling. And what in many cases public health professionals fail is to bring their findings to the general public. So we advise to seek collaboration with media to bring attention to the health of migrants through different case studies, research studies, storytelling, and so forth. So it can be done through collaboration within the universities, within the university, or through international collaboration. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Nice to meet everyone. My name is Ashen. I'm from the University of California, Los Angeles. And my group had persons from a few different colleges in the Philippines, someone from the Department of Health in the Philippines, as well as members from Thailand. So these are a few points. Our group discussed that approaches to migration research should be interdisciplinary, incorporating but not limited to cultural, natural, social, health, medical, and art fields. Research should be multi-level participatory, it should be empowering, and it should acknowledge that migrants have human rights. Participatory research should have visual aids, adequate dissemination of information, data sharing, and it should be collaborative. Research should also include the migrant perspective, and universities should offer programs to empower migrants. Research should consider the effects of migration on multiple categories of health, including mental health. Migration research should put an emphasis on collecting undocumented data, as there are no primary sources of information. Migrant data might want to be collected as an extension of health data, as that is the best recorded data currently available. Graduate programs should be collaborative. They should have training for migration that includes cultural competency and has interdisciplinary views. Graduate programs should also have online centralized databases and offer courses. Migration should be established as inevitable, capturing the needs of society. Countries, both developed and undeveloped, and developing, I guess, should understand how migration affects them, as developing countries should not be the only one bearing the burden. The effects of nationalism should also be accounted for, as they have a significant impact on migration. Thanks.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Sarah. I'm from the University of New South Wales in Australia. We also had quite a diverse group that had a very good discussion. So we've got a few members from the UP, both Diliman and Manila campus. We've got quite a few members from UCLA, both undergraduate and postgraduate students, and the University of Malaya in Malaysia, and of course me from the University of New South Wales. Really for us, the underpinning and emphasis that we wanted to commit to was education, both for the sending countries and the receiving countries. Really with the receiving country, we wanted to focus on the general population and the employers that are actually going to be receiving the workers from the sending countries. We really wanted to focus on those and get a commitment from those employers to actually understand where these employees are coming from, the differences that they may be feeling, their health status, and also the cultural and religious differences. We also wanted to educate the migrants from the sending countries, educating them on the job demands, the relevance, and how to transition and integrate. And of course, the security and expectations that they're going to have over in their receiving countries. We also wanted to address the work opportunities within the origin country. There are often systematic issues as to why migration occurs in the first place, in particularly health, in particularly nursing and doctors, and why those are occurring, and seeing if we can actually address those in the first place, such as wage discrepancies and fulfillment of work employment. Furthermore, this would also address the decline of workers in the origin country, especially in their skilled workers, and addressing the systems issues that would lead to this occurring. We wanted to commit to implementing preventative medicine and health for the migrant workers, which most people have already mentioned, but also ensuring that it comes from both the origin and the receiving countries. We wanted to implement base level healthcare for the new migrant. We also wanted to have a little bit of a look at, although it is complex issue to understand, is the undocumented migrant workers, and ensuring that they do have somewhere to go if they do have health concerns. We also wanted to address the cultural stigma of seeking treatment. It was mentioned that Filipinos, in their cultural ideals, they're not very good at speaking up necessarily. They're there to seek work, and it was mentioned that there is also the concern that they may lose their job opportunity. So that's where the education of the receiving country's employees can come into it, where they can actually approach their employees and address and find out any concerns from the migrants as well. And finally, as everyone has mentioned, I think it is really becoming such an important topic, is addressing the mental health issues, not just in accordance with work, but also being away from family, being in a new culture, anxiety and depression that's associated with that, and being able to commit to be able to actually address those and reduce those and ensure that they don't become bigger problems, which would also affect the workplace employment. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So thank you so much for all of those fantastic ideas. Make sure that you turn in to me the lists, and I took some notes here, but if you can turn in your notes as well, I can draft something for our talk on Wednesday. Okay.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the special workshops for this Global Health Conference. And tomorrow we begin with the conference proper. So just a few announcements. So the registration desk for the sessions in this room, Monet 1, and the next room, Monet 2, will be open starting 10 a.m. and will close at 8 a.m. and would close at 10 a.m. For those speakers and the poster presenters who haven't yet done so, please be reminded to submit the copies of your presentations or the posters to the secretariat. For the posters, these boards will be available starting tomorrow morning. And so far, that's it. So thank you once again, everyone, for your active participation in these workshops. It's been a very exciting day, and we look forward to even more exciting discussions in the upcoming days. So thank you, and welcome to the Philippines.